The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, welcome to this extra funny stuff, whatever. To me, so funny. I can't even believe it.
So funny.
How funny. We were just talking about, we were being catty, talking about a girl we know that's had the bukus of plastic surgery on things that you don't even usually have surgery on.
I never heard of something, that one that you were mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never didn't know that was a thing.
Lipo on the knees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got fat kneecaps, girl. Girl, get out of here with them fat kneecaps.
I could use that, though. I mean, listen.
You got fat kneecaps?
Yeah, they're swollen. I don't know.
What you, kneecap?
I mean, I have extra fat, fluid.
I'm full of fluid.
I'm full of fat. It's fluid.
I'm just full of fluid.
So I have one that's bigger than the other. Oh, God. And I had to get an MRI on it. I really need surgery. That's another story.
But did they recommend liposuction to cure it?
No. But I would like to get lipo on one of them for sure.
Man.
Listen, if liposuction, if anything was free, I would be a monster. Mm-hmm. A monster.
Because I know Riggins, being a single man out about town and all that, you're big on, they have a nice looking forehead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And no fat knees at all.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me want to throw up. Can't even picture what a real fat knee looks like.
I mean, I.
Yeah, if the rest of the body is not fat, what a fat knee would look like. And you know what I mean? Like, you say, oh, I just got to get rid of these problem areas of fat in my knees, and then I'll be good to go.
Yeah, I just. That,
well, like on a great big fat person, you would figure they would have fat knees. It would look normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can show you mine, and it's a little plump, I would say. I mean, your kneecap, you know, people with really skinny knees, you can just see the bone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not how mine.
You can't see the bone, the kneecap?
No.
Really?
No. Now I'm now I got to start wearing pants every day. I mean, they're not fat, but they could be thinner.
Really?
Yeah. Thinner kneecaps.
That's what, you know, we can say that pretty much about anything.
Yeah.
If we look in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm not fat, but I could be thinner.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, I can't say that, but.
You know, right.
I can't say I'm not fat.
I just feel like I have 100 other places I'd want lipo before the knee.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
She's just saying if it were available, unlimited lipo, that knees would be something that she would do. But you would do knees before other things, though, right? Because it sounds like you do have a little bit of an issue with your knees.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got a lot of issues with my knees, but yeah.
I mean, emotionally, and not that your knees are an issue, but the fact that you are self-conscious about it is an issue.
I never did until this conversation that we had off the radio about the girl that did get it and how good her knees looked. Now it's just got me spinning. I'm like, you're right.
But you've known that for years.
I know.
That she had that. She told you that years ago?
I think I had just forgotten, and then we started talking about it again, and I'm like, yeah, I could do that. I need to do that. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. I need that.
And how many shoe sizes did you go up during pregnancy?
So I was an 8.5, and now I'm a 9.5.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
Goodness.
A 9 or 9.5, but 9.5 is more comfortable. You know, back in the day, I would have never gone up half a shoe size for comfort, and now I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
At your age.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just eating fruitcake, fat knees. I mean, it's just so gross. I can't even look at it.
I mean, listen.
Fruitcake eating, fat knee having.
Yeah. We can make a whole list.
Comfortable shoe wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the first cosmetic surgery you would get if you just had unlimited money?
Lipo, but not on my knees. I mean, obviously.
In your neck?
Well, now that you mention it. Yeah, my gobbler.
No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Your gobbler? You don't have a gobbler.
I would get my stomach and my thighs lipoed. Just suck it on out.
I was kidding, but Riggins did do that to a coworker one time.
Did what? What?
Like I just did. You mean for your neck?
Oh.
Meaning that she doesn't need it on her neck. Yeah. But then she was like, is it my neck? Something wrong with my neck?
Yeah, well, but I did it on purpose. Like, I genuinely thought.
Yeah. Yeah. she was going to get laser hair removal. And he goes, oh, you can get your stash done?
Oh, she goes, my
stash? I don't have a stash. He's like, oh, no, I was kidding.
So, yeah, I didn't mean must stash.
Anyway. Yeah, I meant just like a
stash. I mean, that's what the underarm hair is called, stash.
Yeah.
The pit stash.
Pit stash.
Oh, my God.
All right, we got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, during the break, Lindsay told us that her her doctor told her she had the left knee of an 80-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she actually showed me a visual of an 80-year-old knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say mine looked almost worse than that. And I asked, is it from dance, exercise, you know, whatever? My whole life has been dance. Nope, it's genetic. And my dad has the same issue.
So the nurse was telling you that?
The doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said she.
Oh, I might have said she. It's a he. I don't know why.
Okay, thank God. I was like, oh, well, no wonder you messed up.
Yeah.
If you think the nurse is a doctor.
Actually, funny story.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, ladies.
He walks in cowboy boots, and I immediately canceled my surgery appointment. Is that weird?
You didn't trust him to be a good surgeon if he wears cowboy boots?
Nope. He walked in those cowboy boots with the jeans inside.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they were I can't remember. It was it's an orthopedic surgeon. He mm-hmm. walked in younger than me.
Yeah.
Younger than me. With cowboy boots on, and I immediately walked out. I didn't cancel it then, and I called in the parking lot and canceled my surgery. Cuz anybody that wears cowboy boots.
And was he wearing them with scrubs or something? Was he trying to be funny? Was it Halloween?
No. He wore these for real. And it wasn't with scrubs. I can't really remember what pants he had because I was just so thrown off. And I thought, this ain't going to end well.
Because you could see the entire boot. Whatever pants he was wearing, they were tucked into the boots.
The entire boot.
Wow.
And I'm thinking,
freak.
This cowboy is about to do surgery.
That's
on
not
my,
a cowboy.
Well, wannabe cowboy. Yeah. You know.
He's like, my expertise is in bison knees. And I heard we got some moo in here.
I was second guessing because of his age anyway. That's just how I am. If someone's younger than me, I just don't think you're an expert in anything, which is not true because I'm 40. I mean, you know. Yeah. But he walked in the first time. I thought, And then the second time we met before surgery, I was like, the cowboy boots, no, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone.
Right. Not was he handsome?
No.
Okay.
I think that would have mattered.
It would. Yeah. If he'd have been handsome and he could have been wearing whatever kind of boots.
That's true.
You know, women would be like, oh, yeah.
I trust him.
Oh, he's so. And to be so young at that. Yeah. He's so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Just like right now, if J.D. Vance, vice president elect, went to my mama's house and told her that he would have lunch with her if she would burn the whole place down. She'd do it.
She likes him, huh?
Yeah.
Where's my matches? Yeah,
he is so adorable. Oh, he's so handsome and so smart.
A lot of people think that, right?
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. But It does make a difference. And the same with men. If somebody's, you know, good looking, then they act a fool over them.
Yeah, sure. You know. That's funny, though.
Yeah. It's also sad because, you know, they could really mess you up.
Yeah.
Just because they're hot.
Yeah. Lindsay, how many girls' trips do you take in a year, you think? Just even if it's just for one night or for a weekend or whatever.
I take one for sure every year, mm-hmm. but I think that's about it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this young fella has a message to ladies going on girls' trips.
My God, Myrtle Beach ain't ready for us. Myrtle Beach.
Wait, hold on. I clipped it.
My God, Myrtle Beach ain't ready for us. Myrtle Beach has definitely seen four fat from Southwest Georgia in a Toyota Camry before. All right, grow the up.
Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
Woo, they're not ready for us. Woo.
They're not ready.
It seemed like there was something that was missing from the front of that.
The clip was messed up. That's all I could get yeah. from it.
But yeah, he's like, they're not ready for us. Oh. Hey, look, I think they're ready for you.
They've been ready.
You're not crazy as you used to be.
Yeah. You're in a Camry.
Yeah, right. Do your girl trips get wild?
No, not anymore. And there's always someone pregnant. Always. Oh, out of us four, there's always a pregnant. But which is good.
After
they can
the girls
drive.
Trip, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they come home pregnant.
Yeah. Watch out, Myrtle Beach. Actually, that's where we go on our girls trip. That's funny because my parents have a place and we just use their place. So that makes me laugh. But we don't sound like this guy. And we're not in a Camry.
And y'all aren't fat bitches.
Well, the pregnant one, I guess.
Yeah. Does everybody have to cater to the pregnant woman, or is she down to party, or is she like complaining the whole time?
It depends on who it is. One year we had a girl that was just ready to rage.
Yeah.
And then the next year, no. The girl that was pregnant was like, listen, y'all can stay out. It's 9:00. I'm going home. Which I totally get. I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'd want to go pregnant because, you know. Tired and, but whatever.
Can't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're chill. I mean, we do nicer dinners than just like, you know, wherever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
They get to hang out.
Yeah.
With their friends. And stuff.
Yeah.
So you know how whenever your kids are gone, like their grandparents or something like that, you feel kind of like, oh, I've got a freedom right now and you know, I'm not used to this.
Mm-hmm.
Riggins, your dog is at your parents' house now. So yesterday you didn't have the dog with you and all that. Did you feel a different like sense of freedom kind of thing where you don't have to worry about the dog? No, you enjoyed it for a minute?
I didn't enjoy it for a second.
It's really lonely.
It is incredibly lonely.
Yep.
And I don't. You know, I can count on one hand how many times I've left him out away from, you know, we've been not together, you know, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
But yeah,
you just feel lonely.
Yeah, for sure.
And I start doing all like the things like the parts of your routine that revolve around the dog. I go to do them and I'm like, oh, he's not here.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's a bummer.
Well, recently it was my first time without any of my dogs because they've passed. And my mom was watching my kids. Kyle was out of town and I was the only person in the house. So I know how you feel.
Yeah.
I literally started tearing up. Like, this is crazy. This is the first time I've ever been alone in.
Yeah. A long time.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But women have those mixed emotion kind of things. Like, you go around screaming, I need a break. I need to go take a nap. I need some quiet time. I need to be alone. And then when you're alone, you're crying. I miss everybody.
Every time. Yeah, you're spot on.
But men usually don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though it may be long, men want the family around, even though they may not even want to talk to them. They want them around.
Just to be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get that.
But you, even though it was like drizzly and all yesterday, you didn't sit there, Riggins, and go, I'm glad I don't have to go out there and walk the dog and all in this weather and have to get up and go do that.
Oh, really?
Not just one day.
It was fine. But it's not like, I don't know. It's just not as satisfying as I would assume it would be.
Never is. Yeah. Because
He's not a big, I don't know. He doesn't inconvenience me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as much as kids do.
You know, no.
And he's not loud all the time like kids are. A lot of people who want their kids to take a break from their kids for a little bit is because of the noise.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crazy ones, once they get that quiet that they yearn for, they start crying. And they get sad.
It's me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 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 I just want a break. Then I'm like, where is everybody? I miss those kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you feel bipolar. It really does. I mean, it's such a mind mind game.
Yeah, because it makes you feel for, I guess, for a little bit that your purpose is gone.
Yeah.
Because after you've become a parent, then your purpose is taking care of those kids and making sure that everything is safe and everything is, they're fed and, you know, all of that. You're their protector and all. And then you look up and they're not there for a little while and you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
Which is the reason why we in the mental health profession tell people to take a break from their kids every now and then.
Yeah.
And preferably take a break from your kids and focus on your spouse, you know, for a little bit. Because, you know, your spouse is going to be there when your kids are grown and gone.
Oh, right.
True. So I hope you're treating him nicely.
I think.
Complaining because he needed your help lifting a mattress yesterday. Begrudging right. him of that.
Yeah. I could treat him better.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.